This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933 is the telephone call-in number. If you'd like to listen on your telephone as you travel while we are live or at home, that telephone listen line number is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. Today we're going to be talking about gun shows. And I want to make it very clear, this is not an infomercial. We are not trying to sell you on going to a specific gun show. What we want to do is make you aware of what gun shows are. Times are getting very dicey. I'm very concerned. I've been going to gun shows for, gosh, since the 80s. And I have been to a specific gun show called the RK Show for all the years I've been in Missouri. The entire family has been. Mrs. Fennelli, our boys, and I have gone. Sometimes all four of us go. And the gun show that I attended most recently was the RK Show in Springfield, Missouri. I know the owner. His name is Rex Curley. And he is on the air with us today. And he's going to spend an hour with us. And we're going to talk about protocols, do's and don'ts, what to expect, how they work, the legalities. So what you need to know about gun shows from the man who owns the largest number of gun shows in the United States of America. Welcome, Rex Curley.
Thank you, Vincent. It's great to be with you and looking forward to spending a little time with you this morning.
Did I say that correctly, Rex, that you have the largest number of shows in the country?
We do. We do shows all the way from southeast to like Georgia, and we go as far west as Colorado. Years ago, we used to do a big show in Las Vegas, and which we ended up selling to one of our good friends out there. So we've seen a lot of different things, and over the many, many years, I've been doing this actually since 1988, and the things have certainly changed over the years, I will say that.
So, Rex, let's talk about that. When I saw you over the weekend when I came to Springfield to your show, I asked if you'd come on the air with me, and you said you would, and I'm delighted. This is our first broadcast together. What has changed over the years at the gun show? What has changed?
Well, we're under a much greater I would say microscope. The media watches us like crazy, and we don't have a problem with that. We have high expectations for ourselves, but it used to be a much more laid back atmosphere. And now it's more they're trying to almost like it's a gotcha type of situation. They try and take undercover photography and all of that type of thing at the shows. And the gun shows have really gotten so misbranded by the media. Statistics on the amount of firearms that are used in a crime. What would you guess the amount of firearms come from a gun show that get used in a crime? The number
less than one half of 1%.
You are right. Yes, and so when you look at that, and that's a study from our own Justice Department and Department of Justice. So when you look at that, it's really odd that anybody even wastes their time having a conversation about firearms coming from gun shows. It's just not the source of any firearms that are used in crimes. So, but it's in answering your question in a roundabout way, we operate much differently than we did in the past, just simply because we're under an awful lot of scrutiny, and so that's kind of changed.
What about the guests? I would consider when I come to one of your shows, I'm a guest. I'm not an exhibitor. You know, like over the weekend, I was a guest. And how have the guests changed, or have they not changed over since 1988?
You know, they really haven't changed a lot. I would say that we get more, our demographics as far as the women that attend. We get a lot more ladies that come to the shows, than used to. And I think a lot of that is with the concealed carry and then the self-defense and that type of thing. So, but outside of that, as you've seen, the gun and knife shows, really are a family atmosphere. And I know, as you had alluded to earlier, oftentimes you'll bring all of your family members to the show. And that's what we really cater to and what we really enjoy. And if you ever met any of our vendors or that type of thing, they're super duper people. I one time had my banker tell me that I get the least percentage of bounce checks of any business that he's ever seen. And so that speaks real well of the people that we deal with at the gun shows. It's really a family atmosphere.
Rex, you may find this odd when I say this, but one of the things I really enjoy, and this is kind of nutty, but to come to your show, there's a line, typically a line of people waiting to pay for their tickets to come in. And the line can be really long, or maybe just a few minutes long, maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes long for a short line. And I was in line over the weekend, and I enjoy talking to the people around me. I'll say hi to the guy in front of me, hi to the guy behind me, and we'll chat, and we become instantly friends. There's no yelling, screaming, pushing. There's no trash being thrown on the parking lot if it's outside. There's no trash on the floors of the gun shows. The people who attend, the guests, if we call them that, are really considerate. There's no loud voices. It's all calm. There's no hurry, hurry, hurry. There's no rush. It's a wonderful environment. As if you contrasted that to a line to go buy movie tickets, it's nowhere near as polite, nowhere near as nice. And that is one of the characteristics that I've seen at a gun show. Would you agree with that?
I do, and we are truly blessed to be able to work with the folks that we work with on a weekly basis, and they are super good people. The shows, in the past, we've been able to fundraise for people and do some really nice things with the gun shows. And our audience is just they're patriots, they're wonderful people. They're your next door neighbors, and they're the folks that you want to have as your next door neighbors. And so when you say that you've waited in line and oftentimes strike up conversation, that's just a group of wonderful, like-minded people that love the Second Amendment and love to be able to assemble there and talk and have a lot of things in common, which, you know, it could be target shooting, it could be collecting, it could be that they're there for self-defense purposes to learn and get their concealed carry permit. So we got a great audience and we love them and we're very fortunate to have them.
I was interested in buying a part for a gun over the weekend, a firing pin, a small part, something that is generally not all that visible in a pistol. You know, most of the time you can't really see it. If you can, you can see just the tip of it. And so I wanted to buy one, and it was kind of for an odd handgun. And I talked to, I went to a table and I talked, and there were two senior citizen type guys there, and they spent a half hour with me. And they wanted to make sure that I got the right one, and then they determined they didn't have the right one, and they weren't annoyed. They weren't annoyed that, you know, they couldn't sell me anything because they didn't have it. But they were educating me and my son, and it was a, you know, it was an educational experience. So I wanted to share that that is a component of the gun show. So if you don't know, you can ask 5, 10 different, 20 different people, anybody you see, you can ask them a question. And I can pretty much guarantee that anybody that you meet will be glad to help you. Is that what you see as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're not only there to do business, but they're also there to educate and they truly enjoy themselves. And the people that attend the gun shows, they are very knowledgeable. There's a world of knowledge in there. And we like to always tell everybody that, you know, we pretty much have anything and everything from the Civil War all the way up to the present. So you just don't ever know what neat things that you are going to find at a gun and knife show.
So if you are listening and you happen to have never been to one, and you're a guy or a gal, it doesn't matter, and the age doesn't matter. If you are unfamiliar and a little bit nervous about going to a show, I'd like to put those concerns to rest. And Rex, how would you see it? So someone who is not knowledgeable, has never been to a show before, is interested in, let's say, a self-defense handgun. What would you recommend that that person do coming to, you know, a gun show?
Well, first of all, I would establish a budget in advance. And you didn't used to be able to buy anything, on a budget. Today, there's many firearms out there that I know Ruger has a very economical line, and Kel-Tec, and there's a lot of them. So for people on a budget, you can buy something pretty nice. That didn't used to be the case probably 10 or 12 years ago. But establish a budget, and then after that, I would just recommend going in and handling a few guns and seeing what feels the best and really getting educated. Especially if someone is starting to engage in concealed carry, literally you need to get so educated that you can handle that firearm proficiently in the dark, which of course is generally when you would probably need it. And so education is the number one thing. And I always tell everybody, an accident with a gun doesn't give any of us a second chance. If you have an accidental discharge that hits you or a loved one or something like that, you know, it's the guns aren't to play with. They can be very enjoyable. They can save our lives. They're fun to shoot and all of that type of thing. But that's my main thing, is I would recommend just get super duper educated, and that will really help you going forward.
Rex, we're going into our first break, and we've got 40 more minutes to spend talking about guns and gun shows. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about legalities. What's legal? We'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free!
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about guns and gun shows, class. And we're trying to let you know what it's like if you decide that you want to learn more about guns and what it's like to feel them, handle them, and purchase one. It's my opinion that one of the best things that you can do if you're a novice and you want to learn about them is to go with someone who is more knowledgeable than you might be for your first time. And if you go to a gun show together, you will be able to feel and see more guns in one place than any other venue. More guns. You'll get a chance to see the first one, and you may say, boy, this is really neat. And you may be tempted to buy it. And then, as you spend a little more time there, you'll say, oh, this one's really, really neat. And then by the time you see the seventh or eighth one and hold it, you might realize that the first one that you saw was nice, but not as nice as one of the other ones that you saw. So in that line of thinking, what are the legalities, Rex Curley, of buying a gun? So if I came to your gun show, as I did over the weekend, as a Missouri resident, and the gun show is in Missouri, and many of the sellers are from Missouri, what are the legalities of me buying a gun right there?
The legalities at a gun show are very similar to anywhere that you might go into, like a sporting goods store or anything like that. Basically, you have to be over 21 years of age to purchase a handgun. You have to be over 18 years of age to purchase a long gun. And of course, you know, you can't be a felon and purchase a firearm, of course, or handle ammunition for that matter. But anyway, they will do a background check on you where they call in. You'll fill out some paperwork and, they'll run a background check, and that usually takes, usually about 10 minutes. And then you're good to go on that. But anyway, it's very similar to buying a firearm like at a Walmart or something like that.
Okay. And what if a person wanted to buy a used gun from someone who has a table and they're selling some of their collection? So over the years, they've collected pistols, revolvers, shotguns, rifles, and they decided that, you know, they're going to thin out their collection. Maybe they want to buy something different with the money that they receive from selling. Are there restrictions in a state such as Missouri for a person privately selling? You know, he may have or she may have a table at your show. They may have rented a table or paid for a table, and they're selling privately. Are there any restrictions there?
It is legal to, let's just say, if you had inherited a collection from a family member, for instance, or maybe you had just had a lifetime of collecting and you just want to get rid of some things, it is perfectly legal to do that. The one area that they are very, very strict on is people crossing the state lines. So, in other words, a person from Arkansas couldn't bring their collection to Missouri and liquidate it to the general public. They can, however, bring their collection to a gun show and sell them to vendors, you know, federally licensed vendors. They can sell them to those folks. But as far as a person, let's just say, that is from Missouri there, if they've got a collection that they want to get rid of, they can come to the gun show and sell those firearms. So they can rent a table from me or whatever on that. The one thing that they do watch very closely on that is you have to make sure that you go by all of the applicable laws. So in other words, don't sell handguns to someone that is you know, under 21, and then that type of thing. And then the long guns, of course, they have to be over 18 to purchase those. We encourage everybody to make sure that they check IDs, and if you're selling your personal collection, you actually cannot sell firearms to someone out of state. So in other words, if you're from Missouri selling your collection, you couldn't sell, you know, firearms to someone that was from Arkansas or someone that was maybe from Iowa or that type of thing. So it's basically, though, it's just you have to watch the age, and we encourage everybody to check IDs and that type of thing. And it's over 18 on long guns and over 21 on handguns.
Rex Curley's with us. We'll be back in just a few short moments after a bottom-of-the-hour commercial announcements. We've got a half hour to go.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Those taking part in a huge anti-abortion march and rally in Washington, D.C. today are gathering at this hour. It's the 47th annual March for Life. It will be the first time a president has attended and addressed the crowd in person, as President Trump will be there later. Here's presidential spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's a friend to those who stand up for life at all stages, and this is just another instance in which he can do that.
In 2018, President Trump became the first president to address the March for Life through a video message. As many as 500,000 people are expected at that event today. Democratic impeachment managers set to wrap up their opening statements today in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Then President Trump's legal team will begin their opening arguments tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rex Curley's with us. RK Shows is the name of his gun show. And there are lots of them. in lots of locations throughout the United States. One way you can find gun shows in your area is you can just go to your favorite search engine. I hope you consider DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K, D-U-C-K-G-O, as a search engine, and just type in gun space shows, hit the enter key, and you'll find lots of them. Most of them are going to be arcade shows. And as a matter of fact, there's one coming up near us in St. Robert this weekend, and I may actually be able to swing out that way and attend if my schedule works out and the snow stops snowing and the ice doesn't freeze on the roads. I mentioned early in this broadcast that this is not an infomercial about gun shows. It's not. The reason Rex and I are doing this is I asked Rex if he would consider coming on the air with me and talk about gun shows. Now, radio has become a venue where people try to sell things, and sometimes people have infomercials which they pay for, you know, for selling real estate and classes and things like that. That is not the case here. Rex has volunteered. Well, I asked him, and he said, sure. So he's not being paid, and I'm not being paid. So I just want to make it clear that there's no hidden agenda other than educating you about what a gun show is like. So, Rex, I went to your gun show over the weekend, and there was a guy that had a table. He rented a table from you. And he had something on his table that I was interested in. It was a handgun. It was a pistol. And it said on the, it had a little index card that said, make reasonable offer. So I I'm asking you about protocol, and I want you to, if you don't mind, to comment on the way I handle this and tell me if I violated protocol or I used the correct protocol. So my son and I walked up to his table, and we noticed it, and the guys behind the table noticed us, and I said, it seems like this is for sale. May I see it? May I look at it? And he said, sure. And so I handled it, didn't point it, even though it was tie-wrapped so that it could not discharge accidentally. I certainly didn't point it at him or anyone else. I looked at it in a careful manner, and I said to him, so how much would you like for this? Because there was no price. And he said, make me an offer. And I said, well, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather you provide a number, you give me a number, and I can decide from that point whether, you know, I'd like to buy it or not. And so he said, no, you give me a number. I said, no, I'd rather not do that. And so he finally said a number. And I said, okay. And I put it down. And I didn't say yes or no, I just put it down. And I indicated to him that that number wasn't really good. And he said, so what's your number? And I said, well, actually, you and I have exactly the same number in mind. And he looked at me like, we do? And I said, yeah, we have to the penny the exact number in mind. And he said, well, what's your number? And I said, okay, well, I'll tell you. No, he said to me, I paid X for it. And I said, well, that's exactly the same number as I have. So we both think it's worth the same amount because you paid exactly to the penny what I would pay. And it was kind of interesting how that worked. And I decided to buy it. Now, I wanted to let him know that I was not a felon, and I wanted to make sure he wasn't a felon, and that we're both from Missouri. And then we had a transaction, and he received Federal Reserve notes, and I received the handgun. Would you like to comment on, now, we did not exchange licenses. Oh, I asked him if it worked perfectly. Is there anything wrong with it? Is there any reason why this would not operate properly? And he said, no, it works properly. Now, other than exchanging identifications, which is really not required, it's suggested but not required, can you comment on how that transaction went?
No, that's went by the standard protocol on that, and at the gun and knife shows, that's often what happens is that you will get together with a person and kind of come upon a common price and an agreement, and things are generally marked. Not everybody marks their firearms as far as pricing them. Some people do and some don't. So, but no, that's just a typical negotiation, and that's typically how it goes. So that sounds like you were able to get a good deal together there, and then both parties were happy, which that's the important thing.
And so what about ammunition? Are there any restrictions whatsoever on buying ammunition?
You have to be over 21 to buy ammo that would be considered for a handgun. So in other words, like 45 ACP or those types of things. You have to be over 18 to buy ammo that could be used for hunting, such as, you know, shotgun shells or 22 rifles or that type of thing. So that's basically the restrictions on ammunition. Now there are some states, which I don't do business in Illinois, but in Illinois, if they have what they call a firearms owner identification card, and if you don't show that thing when you're buying ammunition, I mean, that's, I'm not sure what the penalty is for it, but I know the state patrol over there watches that very closely, and that's a really, really big no-no if you don't show your FOID card when you buy ammunition. So some of the states, when we get away from Missouri, you know, some of the states have some really, really, really crazy restrictions. And of course, the conversation now is so applicable when you look at Virginia. Most of the state of Virginia is very pro gun, very pro Second Amendment. But what the terrifying thing that they're finding is that a few people in the state are passing the laws for all the good folks out in the country. And of course now you're seeing the protests and all of that type of thing. And it really points out to us how great of a fight that we have that we have on our hands just to maintain our freedoms. And, what you're seeing out there in Virginia, you know, is absolutely terrifying, with all of those good people out there.
Mm-hmm. I was there a little over 2 decades ago. I came from Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and I was at a gun show in Richmond, Virginia, and a very unusual thing happened. Normally, the people who attend gun shows, at least from my perspective, are just the salt of the earth. They're just really nice people, and they're across all walks of life, mechanics, doctors, lawyers, I mean, every farmers, every walk of life you could think of, and polite. And there seems to be a special amount of being polite that is across these people. Well, at this particular gun show, it was packed in Richmond, Virginia, state capital. There were two guys there that, you know, were a little seedy looking. Actually, they were very seedy looking. And they had hoodies on. And they had their hoodies on in the gun show. And you don't see that. You might see guys and gals with ball caps, but you never see hoodies. And you never see sloppy dressed people. They're, you know, their pants fit. And they look respectable. Hardworking and respectable. These two guys didn't fit the bill. And I was a few feet away, and all of a sudden, there was a commotion. And one of those two guys was face down on the floor of the gun show, and there were a bunch of guys on top of him. And what happened was the guests saw one of these guys take a gun off the table and try to steal it. And the guests piled on top, almost like in football, until the police came and arrested the guy. That's the only time, and this is hundreds of gun shows I've attended, the only time I saw that. And it was an anomaly. Guys looking seedy, attending. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
We will get it more often in the larger cities. We used to have a theft problem actually at our show in Memphis. And we actually started requiring cabling to deal with that, cabling or firearms under glass in regards to handguns. And so we had to adapt down there to the situation because theft was becoming a bit of an issue at that show. And but today it's a non-issue. You know, it's not a problem anymore. So we don't get much of that, though. Give you, for instance, you know, at a typical Springfield show, I can't even remember when the last time we had a firearm stolen there was. So that tells you how rare it is. And so it doesn't, it's not anything that happens very often. So, but yeah, that goes to the brand of people that attend the gun shows. What you witness there in Richmond, is the fact that, we kind of police our own a little bit. they're good, honest people. And of course they seen something happen that was wrong. And like any good citizen would, they stepped in and handled it. So.
It was immediate. I mean, there was no delay. And it wasn't like there was a patrol of concerned attendees walking around looking for, you know, a problem. It wasn't like that. It was just a bunch of attendees who happened to be in the area. They saw it, and they were not going to let it continue. They were stopped it right then and there. Let's talk about the police presence. I've noticed over the years, it seems to me that there is a greater police presence at gun shows. Is that correct, or am I just imagining that?
It would be correct. When we first started doing the shows back in 1988, the world was a whole lot more laid back, I guess I'll say, back then. And there really just wasn't the need for it. And so when we have a police officer at a gun show, they're there. They are present, you know, mainly for the purpose of, you know, in case anything like that would happen, if they would have to make an arrest or that type of thing. So kind of a detrimental presence to anyone who may think of doing that type of thing. But, of course, as you've seen, Vincent, with our demographics, 99.9% of the people who attend gun shows, like I alluded to earlier, they're the folks that you want as your next door neighbor. So we typically don't get many problems. And if there ever is any, the situation that you had talked about in Virginia is something that we've had that happen before at our shows. We had a person in Nashville one time that they had caught stealing a gun, and they literally had a big time wrestling match with the person until the law enforcement arrived to take care of the situation. So we got a pretty good group, and stories like that, you know, they certainly don't happen very often.
So I just want to mention to our class, at all the gun shows, arcade gun shows I've been to, and I've been to a lot of them, I have never seen a problem. Not once. Never. Never. And I wanted to compliment you, Rex, on your team. As a matter of fact, I came up to you at the one over the weekend to tell you about the gal who, you know, checked to make sure that my stamp was good. And I said, you know, I was here yesterday, and of course I did my civic duty and took a shower, and the stamp didn't stay on. You know, they stamp your hands when you go in and show that you are a paid-up member or a guest, and the stamp wore off. And I said, I was here yesterday, and she said, I believe you. And I thought that was really nice, and that's why I went over to you and complimented you on that. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the gun shows with Rex Curley.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We've been talking about gun shows with Rex Curley. And so I went to the internet and I typed in gun shows. Rex, you have... let me tell you this. You are extremely modest and humble. You've got four gun shows, at least, that I found on the internet running this weekend. You've got one in St. Robert, Missouri. You've got one in Lawrenceville, Georgia. One in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm actually sitting here in Tulsa myself. So, and yeah, we do. We have a... we have a busy weekend this weekend.
If someone wanted to exhibit at your gun show, sell, what's required of them?
Basically, they pretty much will call in and rent a table from us, which they can pay by credit card or they can send in a check. Pretty user friendly on that. And then when they show up at the show, we have a safety contract, kind of an ethics contract that we'll have them read through, and then they sign that. And then in many areas, the tax people will come out and give them tax forms, and in some areas they do not. And, anyway, that's what they're kind of required to do. We'll have a rules guideline sheet, you know, in regards to the firearm sales and what you can and what you cannot do and that type of thing. So it's pretty simple and it's pretty straightforward.
Rex, what is the URL of your website? I've typed rkshows.com and it's not working from my location here. Is that the correct website?
That is, yeah. It should take you right to it. RKshows.com. That should okay. Get you there.
It might be my computers here at the studio that are causing a problem. Okay, RKshows.com. And if you go to the show, you might want to say hi to Rex Curley. He'll be at many of the shows. He certainly has been to the ones in Springfield, Missouri. And just say hi, and I think you'll enjoy a short chat with him. Rex, do you ever have to mediate between a buyer, let's say a vendor comes and sells some guns, and let's say the buyer asks the question that I asked, does this work? Is there anything wrong with it? Is there some reason why this would not work properly? You know, the price is agreed upon, everything is above board, and the buyer gets it, takes it home on a Saturday, and it just goes click, it doesn't go bang. Maybe it's a problem with the hammer or the firing pin. Something is broken. It doesn't work. Do you ever get involved in resolving those kinds of issues?
We really rarely have anything like that ever comes up. Typically, if it does, and when I say this is rare, it's exceedingly rare. If it does, it's usually a civil issue. And what we do is over the many years, if we get several complaints, you know, on a certain vendor, and I've only ever done this one time, so this is how rare it is, but we had one vendor, that was doing some bad business with folks. And of course, after we got three or four different complaints on that particular vendor, then we banned them from the show. So, but that is something that really is very, very rare. So we don't, most of our vendors and our customers, they tend to usually kind of figure it out themselves, you know, with one another, and they're all pretty good, fair people. So usually that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I was at one of your shows and I bought, a gun and it didn't work. And, you know, of course, I asked the question to the seller. This was not this was like a once in a while type seller. It wasn't a guy that you've got regularly. And he said it worked. And I said, I brought it back the next day and I said, it doesn't work and here's the problem. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I think we should, I think you should refund me the cost of the part that's broken. Because you said it worked. And he was absolutely terrified that I was going to go see you. He said, are you going to go up there to the front? And I said, no, I don't plan on doing that. So evidently you carry a big stick and you speak softly. That's the impression that
we've got a good bunch of vendors and they're very respectful, and they're very fair. And that's really how we try and do things, is just to try and be fair. I call it being fair to a fault. And, you know, in your situation, you know, I'm sure that particular vendor, wanted to make you happy just simply because it was the right thing to do. And
that's exactly, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And that's how, but you know, Vincent, that's how gun people are. And, they're good people. They're law abiding citizens. They care about their country. They care about the Second Amendment. And that's the type of people that we have coming to the gun shows. And, that's just who they are. They're the type of people that when they protest or anything like that, they clean up their messes. They're honorable and they're law abiding citizens.
Rex, we're out of time. I'd like to do this again and again with you if you can.
I'd love to.
Thanks for being with us. Rex Curley, RKshows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.